Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I received a letter, an offer in the mail.
And oh, okay.
Interested in going further with your offer.
Sure.
What you're offering exactly.
Okay, did you have a 16-digit reservation code on that offer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, could I get that code?
2311.
Okay.
3101-0030-5835.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
My name is Sam Cohen.
All right. And what's the business, the name of the business that you're calling with, Sam?
Treasure Lee Accessories Limited.
Okay, perfect. And is this the 718 number you're calling on the best number to reach you at?
We have a 212 number, or you could leave, try me over there. Would you like it?
Okay, yeah, sure. What's that, the 212 number?
212-967-0013.
Okay, perfect. And we have the mailing address as 10 West 33rd Street, number 1016. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And as far as the business structure, are you incorporated? What's that look like?
We are LTD, and it is an incorporation. It is a corporation.
Okay, okay. All right. And how long have you been in business, Sam?
This is our 25th year.
Oh, wow.
91.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, well, you know, what you have there is a pre-approved finance offer that we looks like we sent it out to you maybe a couple weeks back. We do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I will point you in the right direction here.
Well, we have already currently a UCC filing from a factor that we do business with as our main lending institution. They have UCC against our accounts receivables and inventory. So really the only thing that would be feasible for us to go after with any lending institution would be an unsecure loan.
Okay. Okay.
It's already secured.
Sure. Sure. I mean, we absolutely have that. Did you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Well, I'd like to see what you actually would be able to offer, and I'll see if it's feasible. If you can offer like $10,000-$15,000, and I don't need that.
Okay. Well, a couple qualifying questions to see kind of where you're at. What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue?
Between $10 and $12 million in sales.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we definitely going to be able to do a whole lot more than just $10,000. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
75%.
75%. Okay. What's the rest of that breakdown look like?
25% to my brother Isaac Cohen.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then... All right. So we're looking for unsecured cash. Did you have an idea of what you were looking to use it for?
For cash flow, for accounts payables that are necessary, also for purchases overseas.
Okay.
On merchandise.
All right. All right. So as far as the unsecured cash... you know, it looks like we'd be looking at our working capital programs for you know, general operating capital. Typically, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you guys are, you know, above 10 million, you got a whole lot of cash that'd be available to you. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
With yourself? No.
Or just in general?
When you say working capital, is this like a revolving credit line, or is something that needs to get paid off in full by a certain time period? I have to know exactly what your terms are.
Sure. So typically, a working capital loan is unsecured cash that gets deposited into the business's checking account. You know, and you can pretty much use it as you see fit, but then you're set up on a specific term where you pay the loan back. Now, our programs do offer a renewable source. So, you know, we'll get you approved for the largest amount. You choose how much you want to take. When you make that decision, you decide on the term that you would like. We deposit the cash into the account. The terms can range anywhere from 3 months, so on the shorter side, 3 months up to 3 years. Now, our programs, like I said, they are renewable. So once you get usually 40% of the way through the term, we do open you up to refinancing, additional funding, longer terms, lower rates, that sort of thing. So it can be a one-time thing if that's what you're looking for, but it can also be a renewable source if that's what you're looking for as well.
Mm-hmm. So then, what would be the rate of interest that you would be charging?
So it would depend on a few different factors, and it can vary depending on which term you choose. So if you do a shorter term, you know, if you're buying inventory that you're going to turn over quickly, and you take a three-month term, the rate is going to be a whole lot shorter than if you go all the way out on the 3 years. So it'll vary depending on, you know, which type of program you want to get into. Also, it will depend.
Look at more in the range of 6 months from now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, 6 months, that's a pretty good starting point. It'll depend on a few things. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we looking at?
Well, I think they have some sort of a credit rating system that we rate extremely well in Dun & Bradstreet, Equifax, and other credit rating corporations that rate credits for companies as well as on the personal ownership as well.
Okay.
I think out of 800, I'm personally at like 740 in that range.
Okay. So, okay.
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I would suggest you to look into our credit rating so you would really be, how do you say, excited over what you see in front of you.
Yes. And that is, it is a factor that we look at, and it will kind of play into the rate that will be attached to it. Other factors that go into it are your time in business. You guys have a really good time in business, so that's going to help. The industry that you're in will come into play. What exactly do you guys do?
We import ladies' lingerie, intimate apparel, and we retail it. We sell it to retail chains nationwide, international as well, as well as e-commerce locations.
Oh, all right. All right, nice.
Also to distributors nationwide.
Okay, and
with distributors.
So you guys
all of our merchandise is manufactured in China currently. We've done previously manufacturing in the Philippines and Turkey, but right now we're sourcing out of China. I mean, that could change. We do all out of China at this point.
Okay. Okay. Let me take a look here. Got a good picture. Yeah, so, you know, typically to give you an idea, I mean, you would be eligible for, I mean, up to a million to start with. Typically for first-time borrowers, I mean, the way we work, we're a relationship-based bank. So for first-time borrowers, the parameters are slightly different. Your 10% that would be available to you, you're looking at about a million. Usually, to be honest with you, the maximum that I see for first-time borrowers usually caps around 500,000. Now, is that somewhere in the ballpark of what you think you would be looking for?
Yeah, I think it would be something that would be of interest. But again, okay. I really have to see your interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm trying to kind of pound out here, get an idea of which programs that we're going to fit into here. Now, typically for the shorter terms, we're going to start out somewhere around 10 cents on the dollar and work up from there, depending on those different factors that I mentioned, you know, the credit, the industry, the time of business. We're also going to take a look at the cash flow of the business. That plays, we take a real-time look at the strength of the business. So we look at the past 6 months of your business bank statements. So that will come into play as well. But, you know, we typically start about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. And then
when you say 10 cents, you mean 10% interest?
No, so we actually, we don't attach an interest rate to it. What we do is instead, if you borrow $200,000, we're going to tell you that you're going to pay back $220,000. And that'll be on the term that you set it with. And if we do offer a couple different programs, we offer, you know, discounts for early payment. And then also, like I said, when you get about 40% of the way through the term, you're able to refinance for additional funds, extended terms, and the interest that you have, you get on the current loan, you get discounted. So that rate that
now you
that,
realize that if it's a 6 month term, then you're really looking at a 20% interest rate.
Well, that's if you're trying to annualize it, which is something that we don't really do. But it is, I mean, by nature of it being unsecured, it is more expensive than a traditional loan. I mean, you're not putting up any collateral, you're not, you know, putting any equity of the business into it, anything like that. But, you know, as far as the terms go, we do have the terms and rates. We do have pretty much the most competitive that's out there. We're an actual bank, so we do borrow money at a better rate than most of our competitors who only do working capital.
Let me ask you, if it would be for a 12-month term, what would your rate of cents per dollar be?
So it would still start at the 11 cents on the dollar. That would be the top program. I mean, you would have to have a long time of business, great credit, strong cash flow. But, I mean, that's definitely out there. And it seems so like now, you guys have, you know, the majority of those in line.
So now, if I'm understanding correctly, correct me if I am wrong.
Sure.
If I qualify according to your highest credit standards possible, and I want, let's say, $500,000, because that's what you said you'd be willing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
If I would want it for 6 months, then it would be 10 cents on the dollar to pay back 6 months later, meaning instead of 500, 550.
Yes, that's, and it would be, that 550 would be on the first page of the contract in writing with your discounts included in the contract written in there. For early payments.
Now, if I would want it, instead of for 6 months, I would want it for 12 months. Is that something that you would be able to offer as well, or no?
Absolutely. So the kind of the path that we take is we get you qualified for the largest amount first. We also get you qualified for the longest term. From there, we work backwards, and you can choose the amount, anything up to the amount that we qualify for. All the same thing goes with the term. If we qualify you for a two-year term, you can choose a two-year term, you can choose a one-year term, you can choose a six-month term, anything all the way down to 3 months. Now,
and it would be at the same rate of
so as the term changes, the rate would slightly change with it. Typically with loans, you know, they are risk-based. So the longer the term, that adds to the risk of the loan. So the loan would change a little as the term or with the term.
Okay. I understand. So now if I would like to exercise a 12-month option,
yes,
instead of 10 cents on the dollar, what would the rate be?
I'm trying
to do this so I could see what's best for me.
Sure.
In my
absolutely. And it would vary a little. As far as the specifics of the numbers, I can't tell you exactly without looking at all of those different factors because we'll look at the bank statements. Yes. Okay. So with that being said, it would vary. I usually typically see it vary. If you start at 11 cents at 6 months, you know, if you go up to 12 months, it'll be something like 14, 15 cents, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a general, I don't want to give you any, you know, false expectations. I don't like to say one thing and come back and tell you another, but what we can do very, very easily is give you those exact numbers. All I would need is to look at 6 months of the business bank statements and your most recent tax return. From there, it takes us about 24 hours to give you all of those options, and we can show them to you in writing, and give you options at every term that you qualify for and tell you exactly what you would be looking at.
Okay, so now when you say 6 months of bank statements, I don't have June, obviously. So if
sure.
I give you December to May, that would suffice?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you would also want 15th financial tax return, you said?
Yes. Did you file 2015 already?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, perfect. The extent of the paperwork that we need to get you approved with the actual numbers to go over the options that you're looking at, it's just the bank statements, the tax return, and a one-page application. We try to keep it as simple as possible.
Now, the one-page application, is that came in the letter in the mail, business loan application?
I do believe that it comes with the offer. I can also email it to you, as well as, you know, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions as you're going through it, you can speak to me directly.
I'd like to take care of this today.
Okay.
See what you can do for me by the end of the week. And then we can come to a conclusion sometime next week if and what we can do.
Okay. Now, what is a good email address to send this over to you at?
sam@h@harry,
okay.
secrets@victoria,
okay.
.com.
Okay, perfect. So I will go ahead. I'll put the email together right now. It'll have the application. It'll have a list of what I will need from you. Now, you also have
and
all
we would
of my...
send the information directly back to you to
yes,
that same email address.
Yes, yes. You can do the bank statements in PDF form, same as the tax return. If you don't have them in PDF and you need to fax them, you can also fax them if that's easier.
No, we could email it back. I'm not sure if it would be in PDF form. I guess you could always let me know if it's
yeah,
something that you could retrieve.
I mean, you can send me what you have, and I can take a look at it, and I can usually make it work. You know, if we have to revisit it, I can get right back to you. I know you kind of want to move quickly on this, so you know, in order to give you the terms by the end of this week, we're at Thursday right now. If you can get everything back into me today by, you know, this afternoon, I should be able to get you the terms by tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, and just to give you an idea, usually the way these things work, we get bombarded by the end of the week with everybody trying to get everything in. So the earlier we can get this in, the higher we'll be on the list for the underwriting department. And, you know, I'd like to stay with the timeline, get you the terms by tomorrow, and try to finish it up by next week.
Excellent. I'd like to, you said your name was Sam also?
Yes, it is, yes.
So now I should be looking for your email?
Yes.
It will be your email so I could tell the people in the office to make sure they have an eye out for it.
Sure.
Because I'm not in the office today, but I'll make sure that it is taken care of at the soonest possible time. It's going to probably be two separate emails. I'm wondering if that's okay with you. Because
absolutely.
He has the income return for 15 on his file, so he could send it over directly to you referencing my application. And then my office will send the six-month bank statements to you from my email that I just gave you. So
okay.
I don't know if that's okay with you, if it comes from two separate email locations. But
that is fine. That is fine. It'll work just fine as long as they reference the account, because I do handle, you know, quite a few files in a day. But if they reference the account, there will be no problem. My email address that the application will be coming from is samw@bankofcardiff. Oh, sorry.
samw@bankofcardiff.com?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, now
where's
in
your bank, by the way? Bank of Cardiff is located.
I am based in San Diego, California.
Wow, so you guys are now 7 in the morning? Wow.
Yeah, I start nice and early.
Wow. You ain't kidding. Okay. That's fine by me. I'm at 4:30, so.
Yeah, same here.
For me already, I'm in the afternoon already.
Okay. Well, hey, Sam, in the sake of trying to keep this as simple as possible to streamline it, I just want to give you a few little notes with the application to make this easy. When we get the approval, we do need to verify 100% of the ownership of the business. So on the application, I'll put this in the email as well, but please make sure to include Isaac's information as well as the second owner. A lot of times that gets missed and it takes a couple hours to get that information back. So if we can make sure we hit that step, we'll be in stride to, get the terms to you by tomorrow.
Okay, well, the business loan application that I'm looking at only shows one owner
Yes.
officer information. So
Yes,
then where would I put my brothers?
there is a line about underneath the midway point of the application. There's a section that says second owner name and percent of ownership.
Okay, that's maybe on your application. I don't see it over here. I mean,
Okay.
I'm looking at one, two, three, four different
Sure. Yeah,
things there.
they send actually a couple applications. Now, the application that I'm going to send you, it says merchant pre-qualification form at the top of the page. There is a bottom section of the application. The very bottom has three business trade references, and then right above that is a line that says second owner name and percent of ownership. But I would also need to include Isaac's social security number and address. Now that's not on the application, so when there are multiple owners, it's a step that gets missed and it adds time to the process. But if we can go ahead and make sure we include that initially, it'll save us some time. I will put those
Can I
directions
trouble
in
you
the
to put that
email.
on your email?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I will do that. But that way, I just want to make sure we get everything in. Today's an important day to get in line with underwriting so we can get those numbers back for you tomorrow.
Excellent. Okay, Sam, I look forward to your email, and hopefully if you could just drop me an email to confirm that you received everything, then we're re ready for underwriting. I'd appreciate it.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will. And
Okay, very good.
did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
If do you need a, I gave you my phone number. I'm at extension 4.
Oh, extension 4. Okay, that helps.
So now, if you need anything, and I don't answer because I'm not in today, just kindly leave a voicemail. Probably email is the best thing. The email
Okay.
gets looked at all the time.
Okay, and if you need anything from me, you can call me or email me. I see my email, in real time all throughout the day.
Great. Now, what number do I reach you at if I want to call you?
Yeah, so I'll give you my direct line. It is 858
Yes.
779
Yes.
0425.
Great. Okay, Sam. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks a lot. Pleasure meeting you, Sam.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.